from Belleville, Michigan. Belleville is a small town about halfway between Detroit Metropolitan Airport and Ann Arbor, Michigan, just off I-94. Our family lived about 5 miles outside of town in a very rural area. Our house was a decent-sized, older brick home with lots of outbuildings, including a barn-slash-garage or garage-slash-barn, and a chicken coop and another little house. And then beyond that was a railroad tie bridge over a creek. Behind the creek was a 3-acre cornfield, and behind that was a woods. So it was a great place for kids to grow up. I lived in this house with my dad and my mom and my three younger sisters, Jenny, Sue, and Linda. And a huge menagerie of animals, mostly all at the same time. We had everything from the regular animals that you would think of, like dogs and cats, to parakeets, hamsters, even horses, which hence the barn. We had ducks and even a skunk named Petunia, a descented skunk named Petunia. We even had a monkey. At the time, nobody could do this these days, but at the time, we got the monkey free for buying a TV. The slogan was, buy a month's TV, get a monkey for free. So my parents bought the TV, and we drove to Bawana Don's pet store in Dearborn, Michigan, and got the little squirrel monkey. So the kitchen was the hub of this house. Almost all rooms were off the kitchen. It was huge, a big old family farm kitchen. And therefore, the monkey cage was in one corner. The hamster cage was on top of the refrigerator. At one point, our Siamese cat, this is the first caught red-handed, red-pawed, our Siamese cat brought home a half-dead possum, which we nursed back to health on top of a shoebox on top of the pilot light on the stove. So my mom loved animals, and she passed that on to all of us, too. We played a lot. We had a lot to do. But one time, the monkey got out. This is the second red-handed. One time, the monkey got out of his cage. Actually, we let him out frequently. And he used to sit on our shoulders and go through our scalp, just like they do to each other in the zoo. I mean, it was really weird. But the monkey got out once and got into the pantry where my mother kept her fine china. And the monkey was caught red-handed, flinging porcelain dishes off the shelf of the china or of the pantry. So second caught red-handed. But I think the most interesting caught red-handed story from our family with this menagerie was one day when my sisters Sue and Linda happens to be in the audience, were bored. I guess they were bored, no matter all the things we had to do there. And my sister Jenny, who owned the hamsters, was gone. So they decided to give the hamsters a carnival ride in a sock. And they put both hamsters in the sock and swung them around. And then they dumped the hamsters out on the bed. And they just thought it was hysterically funny that the hamsters were all like dizzy and disoriented. So they decided to do it again. Only this time it smacked against Linda's knee a couple of times. And then they dumped them out again, but they didn't move. They just laid there. They were dead. So they quickly put the dead hamsters back in the cage, thinking that my sister would think they were sleeping when she got home. But, of course, they weren't sleeping. They were dead. And Sue and Linda started crying, and the jig was up, and they weren't caught red-handed because it was already done, but they got punished. But anyway, we have some very crazy memories from Belleville, Michigan.